The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So when I was a child, there were all these children's games we played, and there were games that were something like tag, maybe, but there were sometimes a place called safe. And if you could run to the safe place, no one could get you. But if you left the safe place, then they could tag you, or whatever the game was. And it's nice in life to have a safe place, and to actually consciously think of it that way, because many people carry with them a lot of anxiety, a lot of concerns, a lot of worries about the future, about the past, about the present. And some of these are very compelling. Sometimes there are ongoing challenges we're living with. And so it can feel kind of automatic for the mind to keep thinking about them and being concerned about them and review them. But if you treat your time for meditation as your safe place, you're safe there. So during that time, you don't actually have to be concerned with the challenges you have, real or imagined, because you're in your safe place. Nothing can get you. And so to use, like coming to IMC Wednesday morning, or if you sit at home and meditate, or if you do walking meditation, to kind of really kind of in your mind or in your heart, really kind of make clear that this is now a different zone, a different place, different time. And most often, it's when people sit down to meditate, like if you come here, there's very little that needs your attention. It's generally quite a safe place. Your challenges didn't come with you in here, I mean physically, and like you have to really take care of it now. So in a sense, here you're safe. Here, those challenges are not present, actually. So to think of this here, or this meditation time, as your safe place, and then let all those things kind of be out there on the playground, you know, and where their kids are running around, and you'll go out back out into them. But if you could be in your safe place long enough to be refreshed, to kind of find a better perspective in which to go back in, if you can de-stress, if you could start cultivating a different way of being in the world, then you can carry that with you back in the world. But if you are still playing the game, life game or whatever, when you come to meditate, and you're trying to deal with all the challenges and worries and fears just as you would out there, then you're not going to get the benefits that might arise if you kind of really think of this, now you're safe. And then when you sit or you do a walking meditation, kind of if you can then feel the safety of the moment, feel the goodness of the moment that's here as well as maybe, you know, your worries out there, your challenges out there. But to really take that in and let that help you settle and be connected so you can be really here with this experience without being there with those challenges that you might have. So this morning, you're safe. You're in your safe place. May you feel the safety of it. Thank you.